I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The woman who spent more than 3 years in sanctuary inside a Salt Lake City church gets to leave church grounds. ICE granted Vicky Chavez a one-year stay of removal. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the San Antonio airport is on lockdown after an officer-involved shooting nearby. Police say there's no threat to the public, no other injuries reported. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have a possible accident called out at 1700 South and 3rd East. If you're on I-15, though, you have a really good drive both directions in Salt Lake and Utah counties. Even northbound I-15 at a very good pace going through Davis County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Showers remain through the day and into the low 50s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
46 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The Biden administration announcing the U.S. is expelling 10 Russian diplomats, imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people for Russian interference in last year's presidential election, cyber hacking of federal agencies, among other things. The former officer charged in the shooting death of Dante Wright had a first court hearing via Zoom in Minneapolis.
ABC News was in the room exclusively with Dante Wright's family as they watched the court hearing on an iPad. They looked stoic and silent. Dante's mother, Katie, telling us afterwards it was tough to watch.
It hurt really bad. I have hatred, anger, sadness.
They say in the brief moment that former officer Kim Potter was seen during the court hearing that she seemed to show no signs of remorse. Alex Stone, ABC News, Minneapolis.
Testimonies wrapped up in the murder trial of a former Minneapolis police officer, but we won't hear closing arguments until next week. ABC's Mark Remillard explains why.
Judge Peter Cahill said he would rather not do closing arguments this week in order to allow the attorneys more time to prepare their closing arguments and to avoid having to sequester the jury over the weekend. The court has said the jury will be sequestered once they get the case, so the judge said he'd rather let them go home this weekend. But he said for Monday, be sure to pack a bag.
An inspector general delivering a critical indictment of the Capitol Police boss in their lack of preparation for the January 6th attack.
A failure on many levels. That's the conclusion from the inspector general studying how and why Capitol Police weren't ready, in part because he says they're not the right kind of force.
A police department is geared to being reactive for the most part, whereas a protective agency is postured in their training and planning to be proactive.
The Inspector General Michael Bolton telling a House committee that the lack of training and riot equipment led to many officer injuries. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth last day of witness testimony at the Derek Chauvin murder trial. We heard from the defendant this morning. Here he is with his defense lawyer, Eric Nelson, saying that he's choosing not to testify at his own trial.
We've had this conversation repeatedly, correct?
Correct.
I have repeatedly advised you that this is your decision and your decision alone, right?
Correct.
I have advised you, and we have gone back and forth on the matter, would be kind of an understatement, right?
Yes, it is.
But after a lengthy meeting last night, we had some further discussion, agreed?
Correct.
And have you made a decision today whether you intend to testify or whether you intend to invoke your Fifth Amendment privilege?
I will invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege today.
Judge Peter Cahill asked again for good measure.
The decision whether or not to testify is entirely yours. In other words, it's a personal right. Mr. Nelson makes a lot of the decisions in trial, but one he cannot make for you is whether or not you testify. And he can give you advice, and you can take that advice or reject that advice. But the decision ultimately has to be yours and not his. Is this your decision not to testify?
It is, Your Honor.
All right. Do you have any questions about your right to remain silent or to testify on your own behalf?
Not at this time, I don't.
All right. Has anyone promised anything or threatened you in any way to keep you from testifying?
No promises or threats, Your Honor.
Do you feel that your decision not to testify is a voluntary one on your behalf?
Yes, it is.
The trial's on a long weekend. Now it's adjourned until Monday. KSL News Time 319. You've been listening to The In-Depth. Now, traffic, I forgot about you.
Oh, thank you.
No,
because I'm just that easy to forget.
3 whole days. I'm so sorry. Here's Ricky Meese with traffic.
Off to a great start on your Salt Lake County freeways, including southbound I-15 from the North Temple area all the way to the Point, and from the Point to Provo. Now, the higher elevations, even if you see a few snowflakes, light flurries, we're not seeing that as causing any problems on the roads, whether it's Highway 189, Provo Canyon, Big or Little Cottonwood, Parleys, even Highway 40 or in the Summit County areas. Steve?
We're crash-free, and we have good speeds right now on North and South on I-15, rolling between the downtown Salt Lake City area and North Ogden. Plus, an easy drive on the West Side Belt if you're on northbound I-215, Legacy, or Highway 89. It's not too late to refinance or get some cash for home improvements. Talk to the mortgage specialist today at Hercules Credit Union. Visit HerculesCU.com for details. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. This is the 7-day forecast, and here's Grant Lehman.
Showers, cool weather for the rest of the day into the low 50s. Tomorrow, clouds, slim chance of morning showers, but some clearing in the afternoon. And a high 55, sunny on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday 59, 62 Sunday, back up to near 70 Monday, but clouds and into the middle 60s Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
So the weekend will be decent. Right now, though, 46
Jeff
degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
You've got a cute way of talking. You've got the better of me. I'm in a spin.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. In 2 short visits, one patient, Andrew, went from constant burning and painful feet to 50% improvement in his symptoms. He was able to sleep through the night and regain sensation, which had not happened in years. He now walks better, has improved balance, and has reduced his neuropathy medications. Another patient, Jackie, was able to cut her diabetes and neuropathy medications, in addition to gaining the confidence to drive again and avoid falling. Many doctors believe that this new treatment is more powerful than any drug known to modern science. So call 801-441-2266 today to reverse your neuropathy without prescriptions or addictive medications. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a neuropathy consultation and exam absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
Kevin Eubank, listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Oh my goodness, all this paperwork.
Is your favorite part of running your business accounting and payroll?
Not even close.
It's complicated and time-consuming, right?
Yeah, and I'm never sure if it's exactly right, you know?
Yes, we know. So, here at Patriot, we've made it ridiculously easy. Run the average payroll in less than 3 minutes. Get up and running with our Fast Start Accounting. Just 3 clicks and you're ready to go. Just go to patriotsoftware.com and get a free trial of the best cloud-based accounting and payroll software. There is no obligation, no long-term contract, just ridiculously easy accounting and payroll software. And you want that, right?
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Get it at patriotsoftware.com. It's ridiculously easy.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Time for our Eye in the Sky traffic report.
Lisa, there's a long line of cars and even some people on foot chasing after a Traeger grill rolling down the interstate. Oh, wait, the Traeger's come to a stop. And they're grilling the food now. I can see meat, veggies, even a tray of what looks like cinnamon rolls, though it could be cookies. I'm going down for a closer taste. I mean, look.
Welcome to the Traegerhood. Visit TraegerGrills.com to learn more.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. The biggest bank in America is helping the fight against climate change in a big way. JP Morgan Chase announced it's investing $2.5 trillion over the next decade to fight climate change and for green initiatives. KSL Drives Walmart is investing into GM's self-driving car company. Neither Cruise nor Walmart have said how much money is changing hands, but analysts say it's less than $750 million. Ogden and Provo are the two top most financially fit metro areas in the nation. I said financially fit. LendingTree says folks in those two cities pay their bills on time, only use a bit of their available credit, and their unemployment rate is low. On Wall Street, more record highs today, and new data shows Americans are ready to spend again. Fewer people are losing jobs, and corporate profits are rising. The Dow soared 305 points, closing above 34,000 for the first time, 34,035. The S&P jumped 45 points to another record high. The NASDAQ gained 180 points. KSL News Time 326. Today marks 2 years since that huge fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral. If you were in Paris, this anniversary is hard to forget.
American Heidi Waterfall stopping by Notre Dame with her three children, remembering what they saw exactly 2 years ago.
So we actually came out and watched the fire. We were down on the bridge over there, and it was heartbreaking. It was awful to watch. And so we do come here periodically and check on the progress. It's nice they have these murals with illustrations of children that children have done of the cathedral, but they also have pictures of the ongoing restoration, and they change those up from time to time so you can kind of see what's going on inside the building even though you can't go in there.
French President Emmanuel Macron also stopping by to see the progress being made with reconstruction. He promised the cathedral would reopen by 2024. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News at Notre Dame.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.